This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of Central and Southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio re-performance piano. Jacobs Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. Let's begin this program with a delightful little piece by Dmitri Kabalevsky that is called The Calvary Gallop, Opus 27. We're going to hear it performed by Athena Liu. Was music by Kabalevsky, a piece called The Cavalry Gallop. We heard it performed by Athena Liu. She is a pianist who is 9 years old. She's actually going to be turning 10 in exactly a month, so I wish her a happy birthday in advance. Athena Liu is from Windsor, New Jersey. She studies with Yining Wang. And back in March of 2018, she was a winner in the Steinway Society Scholarship Competition. Athena has played at Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall in New York City, along with no less than 2 appearances at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Our next pianist hails from West Windsor, New Jersey, and her name is Catherine Chu. She recently performed the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, and that movement features a very dramatic cadenza where the piano just breaks off from the orchestra and lets loose. I'd like you to hear that cadenza now, performed by Catherine Chu. Let's listen. Music of Beethoven. Thank you. That was the cadenza from the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor, Opus 37. We heard it performed by Catherine Chu, who studies with Chaozu Lin. In fact, she's been studying with her for the past 5 years, I believe. Catherine has won a bunch of competition prizes, including the Gold Prize in the Impact Piano Competition, and she also won second prize in the 2017 Steinway Competition. And in her spare time, Catherine Chu loves dancing and drawing. Let's jump ahead from Beethoven and the classical era up to the 20th century and the French composer Francis Poulenc. We have a toccata by Poulenc performed for you by Taksh Gupta. The Toccata by Francis Poulenc. The pianist was Taksh Gupta. He is 11 years old. He is a sixth grader at Grover Middle School. And Taksh Gupta studies piano with Ingrid Clairfield. And in addition to his piano studies, Taksh is an avid tennis player. And I think that's really good because tennis is actually quite good for your piano playing. I should know because I played a lot of tennis when I was a kid, although I was not very good. My three younger brothers were much better than me. Anyway, this is Jed Disler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find the Steinway Spirio reproducing piano. Let me tell you a little bit about it. With just the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Sperio Re-Performance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway's Sperio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. You will be glad you did. I just love doing that Steinway Sperio commercial in the middle of the show, and you were listening to Art Tatum on Sperio in the background. Some people have asked, what is that wonderful music that you always play on the Steinway Sperio advertisement? So that's what it is. Getting back to our program, we next have music by Johannes Brahms. You know, I often get a sense while listening to Brahms' piano music, especially his later pieces, that this composer often had the sounds of a chamber ensemble or an orchestra in mind when he wrote for the piano, because there's a bigness of sound and a bigness of conception that I guess it leads me to think that way. And one has to play Brahms with strength as well as delicacy. Why don't we listen to the Capriccio in D minor, opus 118, number 7, by Brahms. It will be performed by a pianist whom we've had before on this program. His name is Christopher Pann. Music of Johannes Brahms. That was the Capriccio in D minor, opus 118, number 7. It was performed by Christopher Pan. He is a pianist who is 14 years old, and he also comes from West Windsor, New Jersey. He also studies with Chow Tzu Lin. He was a first prize winner of the New Jersey Music Teachers Association Composer Commission competition, and he also was a winner in their highly competitive young musician competition. In addition to all of that, Christopher Pan also is a serious violinist, very multi-talented young man. On to music by Debussy from his 12 Preludes, Book 1. The fourth piece in this set is titled Les Sons et les Parfums Tournant dans l'air de soir, which translates into English, the sounds and fragrances swirl through the evening air. I've always thought of this piece as a kind of saraband, and one can really dance to this piece. I would certainly say so about the performance we're going to hear by Sophie Zhang. So let's listen. Music of Debussy.
Thank you.
From Claude Debussy's Preludes, Book 1, we heard Laissons les parfums tournant dans l'air du soir, which translates into English as the sounds and fragrances swirl through the evening air. The pianist was Sophie Zhang. She is 14 years old. She comes from Princeton, New Jersey, and she is a pupil of Dr. Chaolin Lin. She recently played at Carnegie Hall for the Impact competition, and she also earned first place in the Junior Artist category for the Princeton Festival piano competition. And just like Christopher Pan, who we heard earlier, Sophie Zhang plays violin. Often on this program, Kids on Keys, I like to feature well-known pianists in recordings that they made when they themselves were kids. A really good example of this is the Russian pianist Grigory Sokolov. He is a pianist whom many people consider to be a living legend, and his technique and his control of the piano is quite awe-inspiring. He was born in 1950, and at the age of 16, Sokolov was unanimously awarded the gold medal in the 1966 Moscow Tchaikovsky competition. And I believe he remains the youngest pianist to have won that particular first prize. I have a live recording of Sokolov at the age of 16 playing the finale from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Camille Saint-Saëns, and it features the Portuguese Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Silva Pereira, and this is the 16-year-old Grigory Sokolov, or I should say Grigory Sokolov, music of Saint-Saëns. Thank you. The finale from the Piano Concerto No. 2 in G minor by Camille Saint-Saëns. That's a recording from a 1966 concert with the Portuguese Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Silva Pereira, and the pianist was the 16-year-old Grigori Sokolov. And around the time of that performance, he had won the Moscow International Tchaikovsky competition, and he was 16 when he won that competition. I believe he remains the youngest pianist ever to have won that prize. Sokolov, of course, went on to become one of the world's most revered and respected pianists, and I don't think he plays in the United States anymore, so if you want to hear him live, you have to go to Europe. That is, if you can even get tickets to his concerts. They usually sell out pretty quickly. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, a program proudly sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacobs Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the performances that we hear on this very program. Next performance features a 14-year-old pianist from Sayreville, New Jersey. Her name is Michelle Ng, and she's also a student of Chao Tzu Lin. Michelle won the gold prize in the Impact Young Artists competition, and she has performed numerous times at Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall in New York City. We are going to hear Michelle Ng play the second movement from the Sonatine by Maurice Ravel. Thank you. The second movement from the Sonatine by Maurice Ravel, performed by Michelle Ing here at Kids on Keys. Let's have some Bach. It's always good to feature music of Johann Sebastian Bach, because Bach's music represents an important foundation for young pianists. I certainly think so. And you probably know that Bach wrote many of his keyboard pieces for the purpose of teaching, and in fact he wrote them for his sons to practice and play. We're going to hear the Capriccio, the final movement from Bach's Partita No. 2 in C minor, with a young pianist whom we heard on last month's program, and we're very pleased to have him back, Mr. Kyle Huang. From the Partita No. 2 in C minor by J.S. Bach. We heard it performed by Kyle Huang, who is 17 years old and studies with Chao Tzu Lin. He is a junior at the Petty School, and he's won many awards playing duets with his sister. Kyle Huang also plays viola in the New Jersey All-State Orchestra. We heard him last time on this program in the music of Haydn, and we are happy to have had him this time with music of Bach. We heard music of Beethoven earlier in the program, and we're going to return to this composer and one of his most familiar piano sonatas, the Sonata No. 23 in F minor, Opus 57, better known as the Appassionata. There's a story about how the Appassionata's first movement came about. I'm not sure if it's a true story, but I think it should be true. Apparently, Beethoven was walking outside when he suddenly got the impulse to come back home and go right to his piano, and he began to improvise, and he went on and on and on, and he was in a very creative mood, and he just couldn't stop playing. The music was just flowing out of him with so much energy and force. And basically, what he was improvising eventually became the first movement of the Appassionata piano sonata. Now, I don't know if that's a true story, but it kind of goes along with what the music sounds like. It has an improvisatory impulse and tremendous energy to it. We're going to hear the first movement of the Appassionata played by Elliot Kim, who is a sophomore at Princeton High School, and he studies with Dr. Chow Ling Lin, Elliot Kim playing Beethoven. Thank you. Music of Beethoven, the opening movement of his Appassionata piano sonata. That's the piano sonata number 23 in F minor, opus 57. And we heard the young pianist Elliot Kim here at Kids on Keys. I would like to thank all of these young pianists for sharing their talent, their passion, and their hard work with listeners all over the world here at Kids on Keys on the Classical Network. The recordings that we've heard on this program come to you courtesy of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222, 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, June 1st at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, wwfm.org. So until next time, this is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and I thank you so much for listening to Kids on Keys. Be well and take care. Thank you.